Howdy, strangers. My name's David Wayne. And since it's dealer's choice here at Monitor, how about a little five-card stud, ante up Lorne Green?
I remember it well. It was a hot, rainy night when that stranger rode into town and tied up his horse at the Rainbow Cafe and bought everybody around. Hey, bartender, break open a new deck of cards. Let's have some good, honest fun. Now a sociable game for a dollar or two. That never hurt anyone. Now put your money right down on the table, old boys. The name of the game, five card stud. Now, lean slow and easy from the top. Suck, the name of the game, five card stud. That poker game lasted all through the night. It lasted through the next day. But one by one, they had to drop out when they had no more money to play. That night, there was only the stranger and a cowboy, a young friend of mine. They shuffled the cards and the crowd since the end as they put all the chips on the line. Now put your money right down on the table, old boys. The name of the game, five card stud. Now, lean slow and easy from the top. Suck, the name of the game, five card stud. After four cards were dealt to the young cowboy's hand, two kings everybody could see. But the stranger's hand, looking better than his, showed an ace and an ace and a three. The last card was dealt to the young cowboy's hand. And when he turned up a third king, why, that stranger just smiled and threw in his cards and he left without saying a thing. Well, after he'd gone, they turned over his cards and surprise showed on everyone's face. Oh, they'll never know why he got up to go when his card in the hole was an ace. Now, in poker, all the rules say that aces beat kings. So, in truth, the stranger had won. But out of the crowd, just the two of us knew that the stranger was playing his son. So put your money right down on the table, boys. The name of the game, five card stud. Five card stud.
In one moment, Len Dillon with the latest sports news. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Plymouth Fury, Belvedere, Valiant, Barracuda, Plymouth 66.
There goes another Plymouth. Plymouth sales have more than doubled in the last 3 years. And it's no wonder our hot sales pace continues with 18 beautiful Belvedere models to choose from, all with standard safety equipment. Like padded dash, safety rim wheels, safety door lock, and unitized body. There goes another Plymouth. Time after time, day after day, somebody new wakes up, takes off with Plymouth's own special brand of performance. Isn't it time you let yourself go with a beautiful mid-size Belvedere at your Plymouth dealers? Plymouth, a great car by Chrysler Corporation. There goes another one.
Now at the Monitor Sports Desk, Len Dillon.
Thanks, David. College basketball first, and Kentucky's dream of an unbeaten season went down the drain today. The nation's number one team was upset by Tennessee 69-62. The game was played at Knoxville. Meanwhile, Michigan wrapped up its second straight Big Ten title with a 105-92 bombing of Northwestern. In other games, Fordham knocked off NIT-bound Manhattan 82-72. Bradley beat St. Louis 72-68. Mississippi State upset Vanderbilt 92-90. Illinois 106, Iowa 90. Wisconsin 69, Purdue 68. Can't get them any tighter. Ohio State over Minnesota 94-89. In golf, this will always be a black Saturday for Doug Sanders, who is driving for his third straight Pensacola Open title. The leader after 36 holes today with a 67 for a 130 and a four-stroke advantage. And he was disqualified for failing to sign his scorecard. PGA officials said this is the first time that a front-running player has ever been disqualified for such an infraction. That hurts. The new leader with 134, Gabe Brewer. And would you believe it? There are still plenty of cities that want to stage the Clay Terrell heavyweight title fight, among them three in Canada. Sorel, Quebec, Quebec City itself, and Edmonton. Brownwood, Texas is the latest to make a pitch on this side of the border. Meanwhile, in Miami, a 2,700-member American Legion post said it would picket any theater that chose the fight on closed-circuit TV. Bad news in the World Amateur Ice Hockey Championships. Russia, scoring almost at will, crushed the United States 11-0. They scored twice in the first period, six times in the second, three more in the third. A boycott. That's what the Ivy League plans against NCAA events, although it will remain affiliated with the NCAA. The boycott is in reprisal against an NCAA ban against Penn and Yale over the school's refusal to comply with regulations concerning eligibility in academic matters. In track, Olympians Wyoming Tyus and Edith McGuire equaled the women's world record of 6'6 for 60 yards in heats of the National AAU Championships. On the turf, wide to right led double warrant and Navy Admiral under the wire in the $25,000 added City of Baltimore handicap at Pimlico. The featured Hutchison Stakes at Gulfstream went to Bold and Brave, and Jet Formation was the winner of the Woonsocket handicap at Lincoln Downs. Baseball. The Major League Players Association has a new executive director. He's 48-year-old Marvin Miller of Pittsburgh, who served as the assistant to the president of the United Steelworkers of America. Miller will begin his two-year term on July 1st, a job that pays $50,000 annually. One signing today, outfielder Rico Carty of the Braves, for an estimated $17,000. Other sports names in the news, former middleweight champ Marcel Thiel of France at 61, critically injured in an auto crash. And that's the late sports news, David. Len Dillon. Now Jonathan Winters for Luden's Cough Drops.
Friends. We chewers of Luden's cough drops are being unjustly ridiculed. The never chewers say we're trading Luden's medication for moments of taste pleasure. And we're wild. Dissolving a Luden's menthol may let the soothing medication trickle down. But is it not our dime and our cough? I'm a typical chewer. A family man like yourselves. Married and the father of two adorable little chewers. Am I wild? Luden's chewers, don't be silent. Chew louder. Remember, for latest news, scores, and features from the colorful world of sports, it's Monitor right through the weekend. And now, Sylvia Sims scores with this winner from the score of the musical Sweet Charity.
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get out and do it. Be some respectable trade. There's gotta be something easy to learn. And when I find me something a half-wit can learn, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get out and learn it.
Ooh.
gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get out, get out and live it. I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out.
Casting aside every shred of false modesty, we're going to come right out and say it. There is nothing better on radio than the NBC show that's identified by the sound of the monitor beacon.
Since we believe strongly in never putting off till tomorrow what we can do today, we're going to tell you today that the day after tomorrow will be the first day of National Procrastination Week, which is dedicated to promoting the practice of putting things off until later, and it's too late to take it back now.
Singing group known as the Jet Set on monitor. And now, those of you who want a flying start in your careers, listen carefully to this.
Engineers and scientists, that call is for you. It's Lockheed calling. Just go to your telephone, pick it up, and complete the connection by dialing this number, 404-873-4476. 404 is the area code that connects you with one of the most pleasant and progressive communities in the South, Atlanta, Georgia. Sunny climate, good schools, major league sports, cultural attractions, gracious living. The rest of the number, 873-4476, connects you with Lockheed, Georgia, and some of the finest opportunities for engineers and scientists to be found anywhere in the country. The opportunity to help on the C-5A, world's largest airplane, or the Starlifter, or the Jetstar. Complete the connection right now. Just call Collect, area code 404 for Atlanta, the airlift center of the world. Then 873-4476. Lockheed is an equal opportunity employer.
Next, monitor on stage. Monitor on stage, star performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs around the world. This time, however, not in a theater or a nightclub, but before a live audience in a recording studio, because appearing before an audience adds an extra something to a singing performance. Here's Buddy Greco.
Marbles, bangles, here I'll be jingling the marbles,
ice cream,
bangles. Bright, shiny beans, sparkle, plenty. My heart would sing, sing-a-ling-a, wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. I glitter and gleam, so make somebody dream.
So someday she may buy me a ring, ring-a-ling. I heard that's where it leads. If you're wearing bubbles, bangles and bees, let me tell you everybody, bubbles, bangles, hear how they jingle, 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 bubbles, bangles, hubbles, coo, coo, bee, sparkle, plenty, my heart would sing, sing, a ling, a wearing bubbles, bangles, and beads. I'm gonna make somebody dream. So what if someday she may buy me a ring, ring-a-ling. I've heard that's where it leads. If you're wearing bubbles, bangles and beads. All together, girls.
Say it again.
Bubbles, bangles, and beads.
One more time.
That's him. Bubbles, bangles, and beads. Good night.
Sing it again, Buddy Greco, in Monitor on Stage. Next, Chet Huntley reports, brought to you by Wynn's Car Care Products to correct and prevent car trouble from radiator to gas tank. Here's Chet.
Week before last, American casualties in Vietnam reached a new high. 109 killed and 747 wounded. The number of fatalities was about half that week of November 20th, when the bloody battle of the Yadrang Valley was fought, but the number of wounded was much higher. The total number of casualties among American forces, as compared to 1,122 enemy dead, for the week before last, reflected the wide and sweeping operations in which American units were engaged. More on this in a moment.
Now hear this. This is Mr. Motor talking to the moving parts in this engine. You hydraulic valve lifters don't sound too good.
We're kind of sticking and clicky.
Relax. Wynn's engine tune-up will fix that. Get ready. Here comes a can of Wynn's engine tune-up. Yes, sir, fellas. When hydraulic valve lifters start clicking and sticking, it's a danger signal car owners can't ignore. Parts can pound themselves to pieces.
Oh, no.
Okay, start her up. Now Wynn's engine tune-up is starting to dissolve the sludge, the gum, the varnish. How's it going, valve lifters?
We aren't sticking anymore, Mr. Motor.
Wynn's engine tune-up is guaranteed to free sticking hydraulic valve lifters in 10 minutes driving time or your money back. It's one of many Wynn's car care products, each designed to prevent or correct a specific problem. Get it where you get gas or service.
So add a can of Wynn's today.
American forces were undeniably becoming more and more mobile, striking harder and with a longer reach than ever before. American military officers in South Vietnam asserted that more and more square miles of real estate were being cleared of Viet Cong and North Vietnamese forces. Their tunnel systems were being uprooted and destroyed, their sources of food taken away, and their ability to operate and then conceal themselves were being denied. In some of these cleared areas, American and South Vietnamese pacification teams were moving in on the heels of the fighting forces. American Marines, for example, were not engaged just in fighting. The Marines were taking on a task new in their history, getting villages and hamlets on their feet, offering them protection and some counsel, and encouraging them to deny further shelter to the enemy. This work was not without some success. Meanwhile, American air forces appeared to be employing a somewhat new tactic. In contrast to the rather widespread bombing of North Vietnam targets, which was the pattern before the hiatus, the attacks are now pretty well concentrated on the deep southern sector of North Vietnam. Enemy ground fire has been somewhat lighter in this area than in the approaches to Hanoi, and most important, this is the staging area for the troops and supplies moving southward into South Vietnam.
Then last week, Secretary of Defense McNamara announced that American forces in South Vietnam are to be reinforced by another 20,000. And minutes later, some reporter, obviously doing his mental arithmetic, asked how come an additional 20,000 would make a total of 235,000 when it was well known that only about 205,000 are there now. No, said the secretary, the new total would be 235,000, end of discussion. A few days earlier, the South Korean government announced that it's sending an additional 20,000 forces. All of this, of course, reflects the imminent operation of the new man-made port of Cam Ranh Bay. The next chapter in this series of events will be the reaction of North Vietnam and the extent to which it will send new forces to the South. Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Chet Huntley will report again tomorrow on Monitor. And don't forget, he can also be heard Mondays through Fridays on the Emphasis program over NBC Radio. From the latest Joe Harnell album, we've taken Take Five. Now we're going to take a few moments out while we get ready for the latest NBC Monitor News on the Hour. David Wayne here, back shortly.
This is NBC.